going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dirty Work Wednesday, our favorite part of the week. So who are we talking to today and where are you calling from?
Hey guys, this is Stephanie from Newport News.
All right, Stephanie from Newport News. How can we help you today? What's going on in your world?
Oh, okay. So I've been dating this guy, James, for 9 months, and I really, really like him. Things, they've been great, but something happened a few days ago that has me questioning this relationship and if he's as great as I thought he was.
Okay, babe. So I need details about what happened. More information, please.
Okay, so Sunday, we'll start with Sunday. Mm-hmm. We were watching the basketball game. James and I were sitting on the couch, and he was trying to find a funny picture that he had on his phone he wanted to show me. So he's scrolling through, and I'm looking over at him as he's scrolling through his phone, and I'm almost positive that I saw a nude photo. Definitely of a woman on his camera roll. And I didn't want to say anything because I wasn't totally positive. And he never has given me a reason to think he is shady or not trustworthy.
Yeah. Okay, Stephanie. So was it one photo, two photos? Obviously compromising. You think it was a nude photo. Like, what do you think you saw?
It literally looked like, from what I could see, of a girl standing in front of a mirror, and she looked naked to me. Again, he was scrolling fast, and I was looking, you know, over his shoulder, so I'm not really positive. My eyes, were they playing tricks on me? Either way, I want to know.
Okay, so what do you exactly want us to do? Like, do you want us to find out for sure if he has nude photos from, like, another girl? Like, what are you thinking?
Pretty much, I was talking to my girlfriends, and they told me that you and Natalia come up with some pretty clever ways to get to the bottom of things and find out the truth. So I'd like for you to do that.
Okay, yeah, you know what? It's so funny. I actually, while you and Natalia are talking, I came up with a great idea. We're going to call James. We just got to give us his number, and we'll get to the bottom of this whole nude photo thing, okay?
Thank you. I like him so much. And there really hasn't been, like, any shady business so far. So I'm telling you, like, I'm pretty shocked. And I just don't want to be mistaken about this guy. I've been burned by every other relationship in the past. And I'm, like, so excited to finally meet and date a good one, you know?
Oh, Stephanie, no worries, girl. We totally got you. We'll call James, like Shaggy said. So be listening. Okay. Last question. I know we kind of covered this, but, like, I want you to turn inward. What does your woman's intuition tell you? We always have to trust our guts. Like, what are you feeling?
My eyes were not playing tricks on me. It was a nude photo on his phone, but I need to hear that from him.
No problem. That's all we need to hear from you. We're on it. We'll call James next. Hey, can I speak to James, please?
Yeah, who's asking?
So I work at Airlines, and we're actually running a contest where we're giving one lucky person flights for two anywhere in the U.S. if they can tell us and prove to us that they had the craziest photo on their phone for the last 3 days.
I mean, I would love that prize, but I'm not really sure how I even got entered in this contest to begin with. This is a little weird.
Yeah. No, I totally understand. It's actually a promotion that we're running through the company you work for, and they actually were the ones that gave us your information along with some of your other coworkers.
Okay. That's a little weird. I'm not going to give you any like personal information or like pictures, either. I don't want to be like, I'm not trying to get scammed, man.
You know what? Actually, no need to worry about any of that. If you're the winner, we'll reach out to your employer, and then they will set all this up for you. So they'll give you the prize details from your job.
Okay, cool. So wait, what do you need?
Awesome. So what is the craziest photo that you have on your camera roll that someone sent to you in the last 3 days that's not a meme?
I don't actually get a lot of weird pictures and texts. I'm, a pretty boring guy with a normal life, so nothing extravagant. I mean, I have a girlfriend, but I don't, ask her for any kind of pictures or anything. No nudes or nothing.
Okay. Well, like I said, we got your information from your company, and if you have a pretty boring and don't have anything fun, weird or crazy pictures, I guess you're just not going to win.
Wait. I do have. All right, I have one photo. When I think about it, but you just have to take my word for it. I absolutely cannot show it to anybody, and I definitely can't send it to you. But I promise I have it.
Okay. Nope. You don't have to send it. Just tell me what the photo is, and we'll take your word for it.
Okay, but don't judge me, okay? Because listen, man, I am not from West Virginia. I am not weird. I am just like a normal guy. But just don't judge me, okay?
Okay.
All right. So I do have a photo. It's of a woman nude. And obviously, it isn't too crazy, but the nude picture is of my mother.
What? I'm sorry, a nude picture of your mom, or did you say stepmom?
No, wait, who is that?
Oh, sorry, that is the operator on the phone, never mind that. So you currently have a nude picture of your mother?
Yeah, okay. Look, it's seriously not all that weird, okay? So listen, I'm an only child. My mom and I were, super close. We're best friends. And, we share everything together. She and my dad went through, a nasty divorce. And after the divorce, she had, a whole body makeover, just kind of, new lease on life. And she was just really excited and happy about how her new body was healing. And, again, we share everything together. So she sent me a picture of, the healing process of her body. And, it's not weird like that. Come on, man.
Okay, sure. I mean, I'm close to my mom, too. Mama's boy. But why didn't you just delete the photo of your mom after you, got it?
I actually kind of just, forgot about it until, right now. And, now that I'm thinking about it, I probably will delete it after work. Anyway, so, does that win or what?
Well, we're going to vote on the other submissions along with yours, and we will let your company know if you're the winner. So they will be the ones reaching out to you, like I told you earlier.
All right, cool. Keep my fingers crossed.
Hey, sorry, this is the operator jumping in really quickly. One last question. If you do win these airline tickets, who is going to go on the trip with you?
Probably my mom. She's been through hell the past 2 years, and she really deserves a break and a good vacation. So, yeah, my mom.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Zoe. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.